We're here. I'm ready to go. Oh, that's not a very good thing to do. Good morning. I'd like to call the Appropriation Committee meeting to order. Today's April 15th. It's 10:38 a.m. We're scheduled to meet until noon. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Potts, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
Lord, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the OSH people and thankful for those who are here and willing to contribute to better our nation. Lord, just guide our directions here, guide our actions, and watch over us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. We have minutes from April 10th. Congresswoman Stabler.
Just some clarification. We show that we have six yeas on the minutes. We had five members present. Congresswoman Edwards arrives after that at 8:36, or did she arrive before that?
She arrived after that. I will make that correction.
So just can the clerk clarify how the meeting was recessed and adjourned? Because I believe there was a motion that I made to recess on consideration of 1931.
I can listen to find out exactly how it happened, but I will have to listen to the recording because that was kind of a chaotic moment.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the next meeting for this date.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, we will approve those at the next meeting. Okay, moving on the agenda, we are in appropriations review. We have it on 5 and 6. I see that Ms. Fox has joined us, the controller. Would you join us at the table for this discussion, Ms. Fox? Also, can you speak as to if Treasurer Littleton is going to be able to attend the meeting this morning?
No, he will not be available.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So the first item on the agenda under the appropriated revenue appropriations review is an appropriated revenue report. I've asked budget analyst Ms. Sneed to give give us an update on this report as it stands as legislation filed right now. Ms. Need, can you walk us through this report, please?
Yes. So, like she said, this is as it stands today with legislation filed. We're at negative $159,458. This is with the new historic preservation budget. It had an increase in program revenue of $400,000, and since it's not reflected in our tribal projected revenue, it's putting us at negative $159,000.
Thank you, Ms. Need. Yes, we had, on April 10th, we had three budgets, I think, come over on the 15th day of session. So we're looking to see how this affects our appropriated revenue report and projected revenue resolution right now. Do you have the mouse? I guess the discussion from here needs to go to, we received an updated projected revenue for FY19 from Treasurer Littleton on April 8th, 2 days before we received the budget for historic preservation. And I believe, can you scroll? Is there a historic preservation? Oh, right there. So is that showing in the revenue? What's the difference there in the? Okay, so it's showing that they've adjusted it up to $168,176. And what's the request on the budget that's been sent over? $400,000?
$400,000.
So there's a discrepancy in what the treasurer presented to us 2 days before we received the budget. And I think that we should probably have some, as the Appropriations Committee, since it's affecting the bottom line, should have some clarification. Ms. Fox, can you speak to this issue at all?
So the third column, the adjusted FY19, that is a projection based on how everything is trending to date. And so he did an updated number based on how everything is trending thus far.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Congresswoman Stabler.
Has anyone from Historic Preservation given a justification as for the increase in revenue? Has anyone heard anything?
Yes, they are doing monitoring. So as you can see, they projected that they wouldn't have any revenue because of the law changing on the towers. But they did, in fact, start to get a lot of monitoring jobs, and apparently they are expecting a lot more.
Okay. Congresswoman Stabler.
Is this increase in revenue necessary because there's going to be an adjustment in cost operations? And do you have any information on that?
Yes, so their professional fees will be how they're making that money. I don't know how it works on a logistics standpoint, but when I was looking at the budget, it looks like they increased their professional fees, or I guess they contract out the work that is done to bring in the money.
Congresswoman Stabler, continue on with your questions.
This is my last one. Okay. And that being said, have you reviewed their budget, and do you feel that there is a need for the remaining? We don't want to cut them off at the knees, but at the same time,
it's obvious that they need something. I have no idea how monitoring works or how many jobs they're getting, or I have no idea how monitoring works, so I can't say that, but just from seeing their financial statements and the fact that they are getting these monitoring jobs and bringing in this revenue, there's something needs to be done for sure.
So this bill, which is not on our table, but it affects our bottom line, as you can see in appropriations, is in the Cultural Committee today. I'm unable to attend that committee meeting. Congressman Big Horse said he was able to attend that meeting, so we can know how to move forward on our projected revenue and our revenue projections. This projection of 168, 176, 64 would be the number out of the Treasury office that I would feel comfortable with the projection, to change projected revenue. That we usually change it off official documents from the Treasury office. So that being said, I think that me as sponsor of that legislation that's sitting in committee or sitting on the floor, I need some type of official communication to do so than just arbitrarily going upward with that number. So is there any more discussion to that? As far that resolution is still sitting on general order day two when amendments can be proposed, and that's why I keep leaving it there, because these budgets are still in play in committees. So just wanted to let you guys know that. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I thought we had this information when we passed out that resolution. So why would we change it?
Well, because I don't know what this body is going to do. I, for one, as the appropriations chair, keep my eye on whether our appropriations are going to go over projected revenue. So we have a bill in a committee. It's going to hit the floor. I don't know if Congress will pass it or not, but if there's some adjustment that can be made, I'd rather everything balance out than us to appropriate over projected revenue. That's just my feeling. If the committee wants to go ahead and say, go ahead and move it forward, the treasurer's spoken, I'm good with that too. So
how could we, you're thinking that the Congress might appropriate over projected revenue?
I can't say what the other members of Congress will do. I can only be responsible for my vote and my actions.
Okay, so I guess I know that you have a bill parked on general order day two.
I do.
It's up to you to make, or anybody else to make, proposed amendments. But we have the revenue projection that we've already, that's the one that you want to make amendments to, possibly.
Correct.
The revenue projection resolution. Well,
and it's just a gain of the bottom line. Ms. Sneed, will you go to the bottom line on the adjust? I think it's a loss on that. Is that a loss or a gain on that? Please help me. $2.6 million. Actually, it's a decrease in projected revenue from what the treasurer sent. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not in favor of amendment to what has already been passed out of this committee for projected revenue for fiscal year 2019. And I believe the discussion at the table was, if the projection wasn't made when the treasurer submitted initial projections, then for the fiscal year, this government decided that that was not going to be an operation expense. It's great that they have. If they've been able to earn money for the nation within the operating budget that was approved by this Congress, that's great. But to go back to the table and amend up projected revenue, I don't think is an option, because at this point, we would need to amend other line items too. It's not just this line item. And I think to do that sets a dangerous precedent of, here comes a director that has a number that's in conflict with what the treasurer told us, and we're going to pass an appropriations bill based on what the director says, not the treasurer. I don't see the need to increase projected revenue at this time, because that revenue was not projected at the beginning of the fiscal year. Had they put $10 in there, I would say, great, you've exceeded your projection, let's appropriate that money. That wasn't the case. That was not an operational plan as presented by the executive branch during the budgetary session. So I don't support amending projected revenue at this time, if we do, only in the amount that the treasurer has projected, because that's who I believe we're charged to take projections from.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Cash flows can ebb and flow, and timing on how programs run happens throughout this organization. So while I agree with the flat literal portion of all of this, that we don't want to put ourselves in any kind of a projection that puts us in the red, I also wonder if there's any historic data to show this, to show how their cash flows went.
Yeah, well, we could generate something of that effect. They do have an invoice as of today for $100,000 in additional work. So okay, it's going to happen. I mean, unless you guys expect them to not make money when they could be, I'm not sure.
That's the other the other little worry there, is if we don't, is that going to handicap them from being able to accept this work? Or is, I guess what I'm saying is, when we get to the cultural committee, we'll need to hear what they have to say there, and I would sure love it if the treasurer could be there at the same time to discuss it, and that we hold for a moment while we hear from them this afternoon.
Any more discussion on this topic? Ms. Fox, do you have anything else to say about this topic right now? No? Okay, so we've visited the appropriated revenue report. We're going to move on to budget template discussion. I'm going to ask Congresswoman Stabler, that's the chair of the budget template subcommittee. Do you have any additional? We visited this last meeting. Do you have any additional information since that time?
Just that we confirmed that the agreement has gone out and the first payment has gone out, which was a requirement in order for us to get set up. So the next thing we're waiting on is a call from the company to set up a day and time with us.
Okay. I'd like to also bring to the table, it's my understanding that quite possibly the form of the budget template that is in legislation is not going to be able to be duplicated, which has been an important issue for the Appropriations Committee and the appropriations cycle. Is my understanding of that correct, Ms. Fox, that we aren't going to be able to duplicate the segregation of tribal and non-tribal revenues and expenditures within one budget template sheet?
My experience is that will never work, but I'm not very creative, so I think that you guys should definitely propose it to MICROI during the training. Tell them what you're looking for and see if it's something that they can in fact do. they do custom work all the time, so I could be totally wrong and they could be able to whip something out for you. I don't know. You'll just have to ask them.
So although we're excited about maybe getting to use MICROI, I think the budget template law is set up in the way that it is to be able to review those appropriations that have non-tribal and tribal funds within them. And I guess we need to have some discussion here at the committee, because we are charged by April 1st to pass out a form of a budget template. We currently do not have it. This is the same thing that happened last year and the year before the law passed, and we had missed, by the time the law was enacted, we'd already missed the May 1st deadline. So I think that we at least need to work the legislation, the law, how it says, and approve a form of the budget template, and probably expect to see that budget come over in that form. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Section 2 of 1750 reads that appropriation legislation containing fiscal year operating funds shall be presented in a format which includes, at a minimum, the following. The funding source category is defined by 15-10-101. Expenditures by expense category and the source funding of each expense category as defined by 15-10-101. I'm still optimistic of working with MICROI. I don't see on the horizon the ability to get a format or a budget template approved by May 1st, which we are charged with by the same law in section 4B is approving by May 1st. In the absence of being able to work with a template by funding source that's been prepared by the executive branch, we have in law on page 3 a template that is by funding source. So do we have another meeting between now and May 1st?
We do. We have one more appropriations committee meeting. Is it tomorrow?
I think so.
Let me see. This is a better calendar. Give me just 1 minute and I'll tell you when our next meeting is. Wednesday, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, Wednesday. So yes, we do have one more meeting scheduled right now.
And that's IFS on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have a packed agenda on Wednesday?
It doesn't look like it to me, but it depends on what gets reported out of committees today and how fast it gets to move. I think we'll be okay on Wednesday. If not, I can schedule an emergency meeting for us if the speaker will allow. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention, that that's where we are. I didn't know that everybody had that information. I actually don't have an official document that states such, but through discussions, that's what I've heard, that we may not be able to get it in the form that we are requesting. So is there any more discussion on this agenda item? Congresswoman Edwards.
I just want to say that this is another year,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like there's something must be wrong if we can't tell what funding source our expenditures are from and can't put those in a table. And I guess I would ask, is it that we can't do it or that it's inconvenient to do it? I don't understand why it hasn't happened.
Ms. Fox, do you have a comment or answer to that?
Well, if Micro can do it, then it wouldn't be inconvenient. I can't visualize that it's possible, but I could be totally wrong. If Micro can't do it, then it definitely would be an inconvenience because it would serve us no purpose whatsoever. It would be like drafting something for you and then something usable for us. So, yeah, I'll be honest. It would be really inconvenient.
So we need to appropriate money to have somebody that can do that over in the accounting department?
Well, I think that we need to exhaust our Micro efforts because I think you guys need to talk to Micro. I don't know if there's still the subcommittee that can talk to them before the training or if you want to start the training tomorrow. I don't know, but that's what I'm hoping we can get done.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I wasn't really worried about ushering this through so fast, but I had a conversation with Congressman Potts, and I think his recommendation is accurate or correct, that we should try to contact Micro today and just ask them that specific question. And if they can give us a yes or no, doesn't mean they have to tell us how it works, but whether it can be done. So if we could do that, if we could get the information to contact the representative today, we could try to make that phone call and bring some information tomorrow or Wednesday.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. That would be helpful, and maybe be prepared to pass a form of the budget out that's in compliance with the law on that day also. Okay, we're going to move away from that agenda item, and we are going to talk about the permanent fund. I believe the last time we spoke, I was going to get some emails together for you. The last time we spoke, about the permanent fund, I put it out there on the table that I felt that this rose to the level of maybe a congressional hearing to see what's gone on surrounding our permanent fund. I have some emails I need to get together and send out to this body. I just haven't done it today. I came in early with that intention too. We have what happened in the beginning when the legislation was first passed and what's happened with the shift of investment managers where policy was disregarded that was passed by Congress and signed by the chief. I'm going to ask to hear from the committee on this. Is there any comments about the issues that surround the permanent fund?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Just that we're not going to get all of the answers that we're seeking because we are seeking answers from someone who is no longer here. And that's a problem. So oftentimes, as we've asked questions along the way, people don't always have the answers. They go back and look for information or a paper trail to kind of fill us in about what they know. But that's a concern I have, is that we've asked some questions in the last couple of months, last month and a half at least, and the individual that made those decisions is no longer our treasurer.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I think that in order to move forward, you do have to understand and evaluate what has happened in the past. I think, though, that we have a couple of bills going forward right now that's some corrective action to keep things from taking a south turn in the future, and that's what I'm hoping will happen. I also think that we need to be better informed during the year, and I'm hoping that with the new treasurer that we will get that information. He's been so helpful and so corrective in his actions and stuff that I'm really optimistic about it. And so I don't know that how deep or how much it would cost or how much it would get involved to go back and reevaluate this. But I think, just as I've said before, fix the law more than anything. Fix the laws that keep these mistakes from happening. And so that's where my position lies, is I'm anticipating the corrective actions to go through and then a better relationship with the current treasurer to show us some success.
Which is which was what I wanted to do, was bring solutions to the table, but we don't know that the corrective actions are going to be passed into law. So then if they are not, then we're still broke down in the springs about taking care legislatively of our permanent fund. And there is information out there that I don't think we have fully looked into and to see what did happen. Congresswoman Edwards and then Congressman Potts.
Well, I'd like to see what we have in the way of documentation that would fill in the gaps. And I don't think we've seen all the documents. And then second, I would say, in order to fix what we're talking about, a fix, even though I think that the current law as it stood was sufficient to keep this from happening, but I'd like for us to see what happened in order to satisfy ourselves that we have actually fixed the problem, because I don't think without all the information we know exactly what we needed to, or need to do. I think we've started, but there may be something more we need to do. And, you know, of all the things that happen that, you know, you think, well, let's just hope this doesn't happen again. When it comes to losing funds that we have tried to protect, I just don't think that this is a situation where we go, oh, darn. I think that this is a big, big deal.
Congressman Potts.
I would agree that it's a big, big deal. So I actually have a motion to direct the Chair of Appropriations to request that the Government Operations Committee under Congressional Rule 7.17 conduct a congressional hearing to determine the series of events surrounding the investment decisions of the Permanent Fund made during 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Floor is open for discussion. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, we will do as the motion says, because I didn't retain all of that motion in my head, but I will. Are you sending it to the clerk right now?
Email to the clerk and
okay.
The chair.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to move forward from this agenda item unless there's any more comment or discussion. We are now on ONCR 1911, a resolution to approve fiscal year 2020 annual revenue projections of the Osage Nation. Do we have that? We need that. And do you have the can you get the resolution up there also, please, Ms. Sneed? Ms. Fox, I believe the last time we'd spoke with the treasurer, and I don't know if you were here at that meeting or not. No, you weren't. We are lacking non-tribal revenue, and we requested that, and we also requested the justification of program totals also. The details. Okay. Did you bring those two pieces for us? I don't feel comfortable just making them. We're going to have to pass that resolution out just with the information we have, or you can send us over the requested information, and I will include it in that resolution. Or I think what we have done before is we've just taken the previous year's totals and used those. I prefer not to do that. I prefer to have a fresh look at what we're projecting on 2020. So, excuse me, I'm supposed to give away the chair. Congressman Potts, would you please take the chair?
Absolutely. Please continue.
Well, that's just my request as a sponsor, so I can get the correct totals that come from the treasurer into the projected revenue resolution for 2020. We do have to have this passed out by the last day of the HUNCA session. So we've been working to try to get the totals. They came over, as you can see, on April 9th. I've drafted the bill. It's here on our table. And I still think drafted the resolution. I still think it needs work. So that's my request as the sponsor of the resolution.
Ms. Fox?
Is that a question?
When do you think that we can have the treasurer's letter over here with those totals for non-tribal revenues and the breakdown of the program revenue?
The program is already prepared. I would say what we would have done is submitted last year's federal numbers. However, I think we could visit with grants and see what they have in the works. So we'll need a couple days to coordinate with them and come up with.
We don't have a couple of days.
I can't tell you, I can't speak for the treasurer's schedule. So
I will give him a call.
Okay.
How's that? And see if he can get me a number. We have a meeting, like they said, Wednesday? Is that what we said it was?
Wednesday IFS.
Wednesday IFS. So I'll give Ms. Treasurer Littleton a call and see if he can't furnish me those numbers. And we can visit this again and get it out the door if we're comfortable with it.
Do you have one on Tuesday, too?
I don't think so. No, Commerce on Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, that's right.
No, we're IFS on Wednesday.
Okay.
Sorry, I kind of ran that.
Any further discussion regarding ONCR 1911? Would it be prudent to pass this out with the intention to amend on the floor in the consideration of time?
Is that a question for me?
Yes.
It depends on how the committee feels about it. You know what I'm missing? I'm missing justifications for just what I said, for the program revenue totals and non-tribal.
What's the number of the bill?
ONCR 1911.
Move to report ONCR 1911 to the Congress with no recommendation.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, ONCR 1911 is reported to Congress with no recommendation. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to request the treasurer provide a breakdown of projected non-tribal revenue and third party and department / program income on or before Wednesday, April 17th, 8 a.m.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
The treasurer.
Can sure. You submit your motion in writing.
Well, like he can be sent a copy of the minutes, but yes, I'll change it to the chair. Move to request the chair direct the chair to request the treasurer provide in writing a breakdown of the non-tribal revenue and the tribal department / program and other tribal income for FY20 by 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 17th, my mama's birthday.
There's a
2019.
Motion. There's a motion. Is there a second? There's a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Any other discussion regarding projected revenue for fiscal year 2020? None. I'm going to relinquish the chair to Chairwoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. We're now on ONCA 1933, an act to amend ONCA 1848 to appropriate the amount of $69,158 to housing assistance, ONHAP, ONHAP, and to reduce the tribal appropriation to the Education Department JOM program in the amount of $69,158 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is a sponsor. You have the floor, Congresswoman.
This is my bill. JOM has received federal funding. We provided tribal funding to JOM in lieu of the federal funding. Now that the federal funding is in, it's my understanding that this is the amount of revenue that remains that hasn't been spent. And as you recall from meeting on the home loan assistance bill, they had to stop taking first-time home buyer requests because they've exhausted the funding. So it's my goal to move this funding that's available over to the first-time home buyer assistance so that they can continue to provide that assistance. Currently, they're doing it for Osages within the state of Oklahoma. I also have some amendments to put the federal funding in this table, so that will address the appropriation of the federal funding too. So page 2, line 80, well, first of all, I'll start with this one. Page 1, line 18, insert after the semicolon, and to appropriate $114,639 in non-tribal revenue to the Education JOM Department.
Second for discussion, Ms. Sneed, you have the mouse. Can you get up this piece of legislation so the committee can see where she's making these amendments? ONCA 1933 would be the bill.
And is this the number for JOM?
Yes, this is from accounting, the revenue and expenditure sheet from for JOM.
So right now this says that it's appropriating the money to housing, and it's taking the tribal money out of education, JOM. This amendment will also appropriate the non-tribal revenue that's in a later bill that hasn't been set for hearing, so that will help us by moving this along.
Could you repeat that? It's my understanding, and Clark just made me aware, that there is a education bill.
That's what I just said.
Okay, so sorry, I was talking with her about it. Can you tell me what your discussion was?
This is putting that non-tribal revenue from that bill that's not moved, that's not been set for hearing. This is an earlier bill. It will just put that table here, so it'll all be in one bill. That's the goal. So this table that comes from that other bill will be inserted here, so it's all in one bill. Takes tribal revenue out, puts federal revenue in.
Any discussion to that? Is this a form of the motion? Did we get a second on this yet?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what that does.
This is the heading. The next one, the next amendment puts the table in.
Okay, my discussion that I want to have on this amendment is, unless there's any other discussion, is that if we have two competing bills right now, have you had conversations with the sponsor of that bill? Because by doing so, we stand the chance of having two bills moving forward, or am I misunderstanding this?
I tried to call her, just tried to look for her. This is a bill that's not set for hearing in committee, and this is the earlier bill. So I don't care, she can put her name on the bill if she wants to, but I just think that it needs to get through, and this is the efficient way to do it so that you don't have competing bills.
Okay. Any more discussion to the amendment? Congressman Potts.
I am the chair, or acting chair of education, and I have not scheduled a meeting for discussion of the other bill. I agree with Congressman Edwards. This is another way of accomplishing the same thing. Additionally, I have reviewed the other bill that is assigned to education. It does not amend the current tribal money out. It only appropriates the additional federal money. So you would, in essence, end up with JOM having two pots of money, tribal and federal. Congresswoman Edwards' bill amends the section in 1846, the fiscal year 2019 appropriation bill for 1848, for the operation of the government to amend the tribal money out. This amendment would put the federal money in. So I'm in support of this movement.
Any more discussion to the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Amendment number 2, page 2, line 88, after 12,066, insert in tribal funds and 114,639 from non-tribal funds. Page 2, line 95, insert the attached table. And this is the table from 1935.
There's an amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the amendment say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed to the amendment say no. The amendment passes. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to report ONCA 1933 to the Congress with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Second.
A motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I have discussion.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I'll be voting no for this. If it was sent out with no recommendation, I would be a yes vote for that. I'm sure you have the votes to send it out the way that it is. But I want to explain my no vote that I think that there are some services that we offer within the nation that when they're out of money and it's first come, first serve, then we wait until the next fiscal year until we appropriate more money. One of those services being the disability assistance. It's first come, first serve. When it's out of money, it's out of money. We haven't ever gone in and amended and put more money in. And I know that we, as Congress members, I've heard even in this session at the podium on a final bill reading that we don't have a money tree out back. That's true. We don't. We have to pick and choose wisely. Sometimes we disagree on what that priority is. And so for me, I will be a no vote to send this out as a do pass. And I just kind of wanted to explain why. I think that we should wait until the next fiscal year, and it should be just like every other service that is first come, first serve. When the money is gone, it's gone until the next year, and then we start over again.
Any more discussion, Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, in response, unfortunately, we put less than $50,000 into this, and we were only able to serve six members. So because we prioritized our tribal funding elsewhere, which we now have the federal funding to make up for that, I think it's appropriate to try to serve more than six members with this already approved program. The second thing I would say is they talked about wanting to, in advance of this, of hopefully the homeowner down payment assistance fund being established and funded, they wanted to have some more time to practice doing this program outside of Osage County. They've only done one in the state, and they wanted to work on seeing how that works, work out some kinks if there are some, and work towards their rules and regulations that they need to work on if the bill passes. So I thought that this was a good way to reprioritize those funds, given that there was so little in there in the first place. So that's why I'm doing it.
Any more discussion?
Or encouraging it that it be done.
The way I view it is it's a wash. It's moving that money out of the JOM, those tribal dollars. They now have federal dollars to operate on, which JOM has always been a federal program. We chose back during the CHISO session, since we didn't know and there was no promise of those federal funds, we chose to put tribal funds in there. It's not an additional appropriation. It's just a movement of funds to the housing department. So I believe I'm going to move forward with this. Any more discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
No.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes. The motion passes. ONCA 1933 will be presented to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And all in favor of adjournment, say yes.
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 We are adjourned.
Hey, got out here at 11:30.
Set it out.
Oh.